Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
It always happens the same way, and my reactions are so standard they could be charted. Still, I don't seem able to stop my habitual practice, and its end is ever the same: destruction. I'm talking about worrying the weak spots. Now, this is really a tale about fingernails. I'll admit to you, ladies, that my fingernails are very carefully guarded and grown. I see each iota of length as a happy accomplishment after years of having only stubby, peeling nails. And as a result, I've seen a definite improvement in the appearance of my hands. But also, long fingernails enhance my ability to reach into tight places and to manipulate very small objects. Yet, into that pleasant picture of long fingernails comes fingernails failings. Oh yes, I'll go along for several months and be satisfied with the growth, performance, and appearance of my nails. But then, just one nail will develop a tiny flaw. Perhaps there will be a chipped edge. Or maybe a tiny lateral tear will start at one side of the nail. Or perhaps it's only even a slightly uneven or unsmooth tip. Then appears the fingernail's foe. That's me. You see, the moment I become conscious of the fingernail flaw, I can't let myself forget it or leave it alone. Well, first I try to fix it. I grab my emery board and try to smooth it off. Oh, but my attention doesn't stop there. No, I go on throughout all of my waking moments to pick at the flaw, to play with it, to worry it in general. And then, sure enough, on apace comes the fingernail's fate. You see, my worrying the weak spot worsens the weakness. And eventually, the length is lost. The nail has to be cut back. Worrying the weak spot. Isn't that exactly what Satan does, deliberately, to you and me? Oh, he doesn't bother us so much at those points he knows we're strong. For instance, he probably hasn't dropped the thought of stealing into your mind for some time because you would never dream of stealing. Or adultery? No, he doesn't bother you there. But he's ever sharply looking for and worrying our weak spots. For instance, in the area of little white lies, maybe he's always busy. Or self-centeredness? Worrying the weak spot. There he is, giving it constant attention and niggling, worrying tactics. His aim? Well, of course. It's to lop off some of your testimony and mine. Knowing full well how the devil delights to worry our weak spots, it is absolutely essential that each one of us constantly ask God to shield our weak spots.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.